So let's go back to the two storytellers I introduced you to in the beginning. The first one is Bari, the Banjalung brother. Well, his mother is Banjalung, and this story comes from his mother's tribe. It's the story of how young men get initiated. Now, I know that there's different initiation for young women and for young men, but I don't know what the initiation for the young women is. He just told me the story for the young men. Maybe he knew it and didn't tell it to me. Anyway, I know part of the story of how a young man gets initiated, and he told me it was okay to tell it. And so this is a story from Bari, who told me the story of how the birds got their different colored feathers that you've already heard. So this is also from his mother's tribe, from the Banjalung people. When young men feel like they're ready for initiation, they go to the old men, and they say to the old men, we would like to get initiated. And the old men, they look at the young men, and they say to some of them, you're still not ready yet. Come back later. Others, they look at them and they say, we will start to teach you now. And so they start to teach them. They teach them many things. They teach them more things than they teach you in college nowadays. And after they've prepared them, they say, now, you have learned from us. Now you must go to Yawi. Yawi is the nature spirit. And like nature, Yawi is sometimes cruel and sometimes kind. So you must go to Yawi now. So they go to Yawi, and Yawi teaches them. And then they come back. And the old men say, well, now you have learned from us. Now you have learned from the nature spirit, from Yawi. There is one more person from whom you must learn. You must go to Dirangang, the old wise woman, the old clever woman. Because no matter how wise a man becomes, the wisest woman is always wiser than the wisest man. Because women can create life from their bodies. Men cannot do this. Men can destroy life. Men can destroy life. But no man has ever created life. And women have this capability. And therefore, the wisest woman is always wiser than the wisest man. So you must go to Dirangang and learn from her. So the young men, they know where Dirangang lives. She lives at the top of a cliff all by herself. And in order to get there, you have to climb using only the smallest toe holds, only the smallest finger holds. And when you get to the top of the cliff, you're covered in dirt and dust. You're thirsty and hungry, you're tired, and your muscles ache all over. And as soon as you look over the edge of the cliff, you see Dirangang with her hair wild in all directions, her eyes red and angry looking, her skin black and wrinkled all over her body. And in a voice that totally belies her appearance, she says, my little boys, you've come for a visit. Come, come, I know you're hungry. I know you're thirsty. Sit down, I'll bring you water. I'll bring you tucker. So the young men sit down. And Dirangang brings them food and water. And they eat and drink. And then they make small talk. They talk about this and that, nothing and everything. And some of the young men, they say, but what are we doing here? We're supposed to be getting prepared for initiation. What are we doing making small talk? Others, they know that Dirangang teaches with every particle of her being. And they watch as she moves her hands, her head, her neck, her body. They listen to her words. They listen to the silence in between each word. And they learn a great deal from what appears to be small talk. Until finally Dirangang says, well, I know you're sleepy. You're very tired. I'll show you where to sleep. In the morning, I'll bring you breakfast and you can leave. But I'm so happy you came and visited me. It does my old heart good when my little boys come to see me. So she shows him where to sleep. And in the morning, she brings him breakfast. And they talk, and as they finish their breakfast, she takes them one at a time to the edge of the cliff. And as she takes them one at a time to the edge of the cliff, she says, "Thank you so much for coming and visiting me. It does my old heart good when you little boys come to see me. It does your grandmother's heart good when you come to see her." And when they get to the edge of the cliff, she pushes them. And some of the young men say, "Oh, Dirangang has betrayed us." And they start to wave their hands and flail their arms and legs and scream and yell. And when Dirangang sees this, she leans over, she uses her magic power, she grabs the young man with her magic power, and she very carefully brings the young man over to the edge of the cliff so that he can climb down by himself. And she calls down, "You still aren't ready. Go back to the old men. Go back to Yowie. Come back to me later. You're still not ready for initiation." Others, she takes them one at a time as they finish their breakfast, and she says, "Oh, it does my heart so much good. It does my grandmother's heart so much good when you little boys come to see her." And when they get to the edge of the cliff, she pushes them. And these young men say, "Dirangang would never betray us. She knows what she's doing." And they open their arms up and start to fall gracefully. And when Dirangang sees this, she leans over. She uses her magic power. She grabs the young man. And she very softly, gently lowers him all the way to the foot of the cliff. And those are the young men who are ready for initiation.